Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the second hour of the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can be of service to you, if we need you need some help with your last-minute shopping for your favorite gardener, the number to call is 855-660-4261, and we'll work together to help you out. We're going to go right to the phone lines. Tom, who's up first this hour?
First up, we've got Peter from New Hampshire with a question about green ferns.
Peter, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Same to you, Paul. Last week, you were covered the Weeders Digest, and it's a magazine, I guess, that I enjoy very much. And I used to get a newsletter from a fellow that was a former head of the American Horticultural Society. It was a monthly letter, maybe only five or six pages, that I subscribed to, and I've lost that subscription, and I wondered if you had any information about that.
Okay. What I want you to do is to go to my website, which is paulparent.com. And parent is like mom and dad.
Yeah, I have that.
And at the bottom, it will say organizations.
Yeah.
If you click on organizations, we have put in a list of about 50 different organizations in the United States that you can join, get their newsletter, get information, and get active in, because they're all over the country. For example, the Rhododendron Society of America,
okay,
the Begonia Society, the Daylily Society, the Hosta, and it goes on and on and on.
So
go to paulparent.com.
Yeah.
At the bottom, it says organizations. Click there, and it will have their website.
Oh, great.
And that way, I mean, I've been adding, but I've been trying to find, like, there's an African violet, there's a begonia.
Sure.
You name
azalea.
It.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, azaleas, rhododendrons, dogwoods, camellias for the south. And these are all informative groups that you can learn a lot of, and for a minimal fee.
Sure. Very good.
Now, is there a special area that you like to deal with?
He just had a lot of miscellaneous information that he used to, get from various sources, and he put this, it'd usually be like five pages together, and for $20 a year, he'd send it to you monthly. I can't think of the name of it, but it was very informative. It had some off-the-wall types of things that I enjoyed.
Well, we have just started up our new newsletter. We have a long way to go, and we started it right in the busy, crazy time of the year for me with the wreaths and centerpieces that my sons and I had produced. And after the first of the year, the newsletter is going to change dramatically. There's going to be a recipe in there. There's going to be all kinds of tips. We're going to put all kinds of links to different organizations and a lot more. So if you go to paulparent.com, click on newsletter, put your email address, you will get a newsletter every single week.
Yeah, I do get that.
Yeah, and like next week's newsletter, which is going to come out on Tuesday because Christmas is on a Wednesday, we're going to put the 25 top hanging baskets of foliage and flowers that people could enjoy for the holidays. And I know people are looking for last-minute ideas. And I tell you the name of the plant, how they grow, how to clean them, water, prune, get them to flower. This past week, we did a story on my favorite gardening books. And these, I have a lot of books because I want to get information that I can pass on to you. And these are my favorite books. And, you know, hopefully you get the newsletter. Hopefully you read the story and you were able to go to a bookstore or Amazon, get them ordered, and use them as a Christmas gift. Three of them I got for my son last year, Patrick, who's in this business, and he just fell in love with it. So there's a lot of good books that you can understand. There's a lot of good books that are difficult to understand because of the Latin names and the technology that they use. So I chose what I felt were the easiest for you and me to understand so we can get the job done.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye-bye. You have a great Christmas now. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. And one of the books that I recommend highly for those of you that have fruit trees is called The Backyard Orchard, and the name of the author is Stella, S-T-E-L-L-A, Otto, O-T-T-O, and if you're growing fruit trees, this is a family-run business. She's the fourth generation. She's worked in the orchard since she could walk. And she's written about her experiences and how to take care of your fruit trees. And it would make a great book for somebody that has two or three apple trees. There is a book called The Berry Grower's Companion. And this is a wonderful book if you're new at blueberries, raspberries, grapes, strawberries, rhubarb, and all of your minor fruit. Inexpensive, and again, a family-run company, and she gives you the varieties, the how to prune, how to feed, how to transplant, how to support the plant, if it's a vine, or if it's a plant like a raspberry. The old-fashioned days, you planted a raspberries, they grew 6 feet tall, and they bent over like a forsythia. And they were massive, and you couldn't get the berries in the middle. Today, raspberries are grown between two or more strands of wire. They're more upright. They're easier to control. They're a lot easier to pick. So this is some information that we're going to be passing on, but we've got some great ideas. So what you're seeing now, for the newsletter is the start. And again, we're going to have recipes depending on the season. And we're going to be asking you for some of your favorite recipes also to add to that. But tips, events, and one of the features that we're going to be talking about is after the first of the year, if you belong to a garden club, no matter where you are, we're going to ask you to send us an email a month ahead. And if you're having a meeting, if you're having an event of some sort, a fundraiser, we're going to post it on the website so that people that read it, maybe they live in your area, they can go to your event. There's no charge. We just want to help you. And I think what you're going to see in the next 4 or 5 weeks evolve, you're going to be very, very happy with. But sign up for it again this week on Tuesday, the top hanging plants for Christmas.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com. Like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
this alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze-Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze-Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. And those of you that live near the seashore and are listening to the program, the storm that we're getting now and the rest of the day is going to churn up the ocean. And it's going to wash up seaweed. If you get a chance, doesn't have to be today, but in the next week or even after Christmas, grab some trash bags, head down to the beach, and pick up that seaweed. Bring it home in trash bags, and just toss it right on top of your garden. And use a black trash bag. The black will warm it up faster during the winter. And what I do is I'll try and make sure there's no holes in the trash bag. And I'll add a gallon or two of water in it. And just let it sit on top of the garden all winter. And it will begin to rot and decompose in the spring. Open up the bag, spread it over your garden, till it in, and it's like adding the most beautiful, rotted compost that you've ever had. All the goodness from the ocean is in that seaweed, and it is great to condition your soil. Breaks up the clay. It helps your sandy soils to retain moisture. It adds nutrition to your soil, a lot of vitamins, a lot of trace elements. And while you're at the beach picking up the seaweed, if you have a fireplace or a wood stove that has a glass door, pick up the driftwood that comes around. And you take that driftwood, and when you make a fire, add some driftwood on top of your fire once it's started, and the flames of your fireplace will have red and blue and orange and purple, giving it lots of color. And as the salt heats up, it crackles. So pick up that seaweed, use it to condition your garden. Pick up the driftwood from old lobster traps or wood that's been soaking in the ocean for a long time and use it in your fireplace or in a glass door wood stove for lots of color. Let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Joan from Cape Cod with a question about lime.
Joan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
To you, Paul. To you too, Paul.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for taking my call. So I have a question about lime.
Yes.
You mentioned that lime was good for asparagus. So
yep.
I covered my asparagus with lime and took advantage of yesterday's warm weather down here on the Cape. And we had a lot of leftover lime. So here's my question. I have a question about Rose of Sharon, hydrangea, the butterfly bush, azaleas, lilacs, and rhododendron. Is lime good for all those plants? Would it hurt if I just finished up the bag and put it on those flowering plants? I went online and I was so confused. I said, I'm just going to call Paul Parent.
Yeah. Lime is something that will help any type of plant that you have, whether it's a weed, a vegetable, a flower, a shrub, or a tree. What controls the growth and the flowering on your plant is the soil acidity. And we all have been bombarded on the radio and on TV that rhododendrons and azaleas and Mount Laurel are acid-loving plants, and you never, ever want to put lime on them.
Yeah.
That's what I learned when I went to school. And then one day I was in Canada looking at Christmas trees, and the grower is one of the top five growers of Christmas trees in North America. And he was liming his Christmas trees, and I said, there's dust over there. He said, no, that's lime. I said, those are acid-loving plants. And he said, oh, you went to school. He said, I add lime to my Christmas trees because the soil gets too acid, and it helps them to become thicker and fuller. So if you've got rhododendrons and they're not blooming like they should, add some lime.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We were talking about adding lime to our plants. And at this time of the year is the perfect time. So if you've got some lime, if you have a wood stove or a pellet stove, the ash from the wood stove, your fireplace, will help to neutralize the acidity. Now, 2 years ago, Jonathan Green and Scott's Fertilizer, unknowing that each one was doing this, they set up trial areas in their turf farm where they raise the various varieties of grass seed. And they ran a test by running 10-foot stripes right through these planting beds and liming them. And they found out that where they limed the soil was less acidic, there was no moss, that there were fewer weeds. Weeds like dandelions, chickweed, clover, crabgrass love an acid soil. So the sweeter your soil, the less weeds you'll have, and that's less work for you. A 5-gallon bucket of wood ash is equal to a 50-pound bag of lime, and it will cover roughly 1,000 square feet of garden or lawn. Now, the only plant that prefers no lime out of everything in your garden, and I mean everything in your garden, is the blueberry. The blueberry, the more acidic, the better it's going to grow. So for a blueberry, you use aluminum sulfate as a fertilizer, which is a soil acidifier. And that's the same product that you would add to your hydrangea to make it bluer in color, almost purple at times. So if you've got lime, if you have something like Magical and your ground is open, spread that on there now. It will have all winter to work, and everything will grow better for you down the road. And I mean everything, but not the blueberries. They like it acid, and the blue hydrangea, it likes it acid. You use aluminum sulfate, and that's done spring and fall on both. And you're going to see a big difference in the quality of your plants, believe me. Because if your soil is acid, the acidity will grab a hold of things like iron. And iron we don't need a lot of, but iron is what makes a plant green. So if the iron is available to the plant, your shrubs are going to be greener. The acidity grabs a hold of the phosphorus in that soil. And the phosphorus is what makes flower buds and the roots larger on your plant. So you add lime, you add some phosphorus, and your plants are going to grow a lot better. The mycorrhiza, the new technology in gardening, microbes, that will develop a root system on plants. You don't apply that during the winter. You wait until the spring, and I guarantee you that if you use a product that contains mycorrhiza, you'll have the best garden that you've ever had. And the way that you try it is, if you're growing a dozen tomatoes, take 10, use the mycorrhiza fertilizer or product, and leave the other two with just regular fertilizer, and you won't believe the difference. On roses, on newly planted evergreens and deciduous plants and trees, the first year I used mycorrhiza as a fertilizer on each side of my driveway at the entrance, I have a Crimson King red leaf maple. Love the color, love the leaf. And I fed them with the mycorrhiza. Got it in a little bit late, and most of the growth had already been made for that year. But the following year, a Crimson King maple will make 12 to 15 inches of new growth per season. Anything that's got a colored leaf seems to grow slower. I had 3 feet. My neighbor came over and said, "What the heck did you do to those trees? I can't believe how much new growth they've made compared to mine." It works great. So, you know, we're here to help you, to give you information that will make it easier for you to grow. And when we get this new newsletter really the way we want it, you're going to be thrilled. So in the meantime, sign up. It's free. You go to paulparent.com, click on newsletter, sign your name, your email address, enter, and you'll start receiving the first one on Tuesday. And again, we're going to be talking about hanging plants, how to grow a gardenia in your home, orchids, and a lot more. And during the winter, we'll have stuff in there that will help you to feel a lot better on the cold, snowy days of winter. But if we can help you now, it's quiet. People have been enjoying the holidays, shopping, they're tired, sleeping in a little later than normal. Call us, 855-660-4261, and we'll go on one-on-one. Now, we've been talking about the consultation that we're doing, and we've had quite a few people sign up. Some of you may like the idea, saying, well, it's too late to get it done for Christmas. Well, I have an idea for you. If you would like to do a consultation, call me after 10. We'll take the information, and I'll send you a certificate that you can present to the person. And what I will do is, on Christmas morning or afternoon, whenever you celebrate, I'll get the name of the person and the phone number, and I'll call the house and tell them what you've done, since you won't have anything to give them at that point. How's that? What do you think the expression would be on your husband or your wife if they got a call from me telling them that we're going to come to your house and fix it up and give you some ideas? I think it could be a lot of fun. So call me after 10 if it's something that you'd like to do, and we'll surprise a family member or a friend with the consultation. Now, I know a lot of you are looking for good plants, and one of my favorite, other than the poinsettia, and poinsettia has changed tremendously over the years. You now have double, you have multicolored, you have some that are speckled. They're beautiful. And for a warm house, they're perfect. For a cool house, they don't do as well. For a cool house, Christmas cactus, that's good. And when you buy a Christmas cactus, don't buy one in full bloom. Buy one that's just beginning for the flower buds to open. Should be about 60 to 70% buds and no more than 20 or 25% flowers. That way they bloom longer. Cyclamen or sickleman is the plant that tolerates cooler weather. So if you have friends that keep their house in the 60s during the day while they're at work and then bring the temperature up, and plants are having a tough time, the cyclamen or sickleman is a wonderful plant for a cooler home, drafty type windows, and they'll bloom for the next 3 months. They look like butterflies hovering over a mound of foliage that's in the shape of a heart. Very easy to take care of, and you can have an awful lot of fun. Paper whites, while you're out, buy your paper whites now. You can grow them in stone, you can grow them in soil, and if you grow them in soil, you can plant them in your garden in the spring, and they'll come back up during late April, early to mid-May, depending on where you live, as a naturally blooming daffodil in your garden. So you get to force them now and enjoy them next year in your garden. So questions? Call us. Don't be shy. We're here to help you. African violets. Great present. Warm house. So if you have family members who live in a warm house, older, who enjoy an old-fashioned flower, and violets are one of the original flowering plants that we had when this love for indoor gardening became more enjoyable. Listening to my dad and my aunts, talking about when they were growing up at Christmas, there were not many flowers that were available compared to what we have today. As a matter of fact, when I went to the University of Massachusetts during the late 60s to learn about gardening, they grew poinsettias in a pot with ferns planted at the base of the container because the poinsettias grew a little bit taller than they should. You had a lot of stems that became visible. So in the very center of the pot, they left a hole. And just when the plants were ready to be shipped, they would put in these plugs, a 2-inch plug of various colored and shaped ferns that went in the middle of the pot to fill in the emptiness of the foliage. Today, we have chemicals that we can treat our poinsettias to control the size of the plant. And that's why our poinsettias today, compared back 50 years ago, grow shorter, grow more compact, and are easier to care for due to the discovery of a plant hormone called Florigen. And Florigen will help a plant to make more flowers, and it controls the height of the plant. So there's some great products out there, and we're here to inform you and tell you about them and the new technology.
I am pleased to announce our new collection of holiday wreaths and centerpieces. All wreaths are double-sided with fresh balsam fir and measure 20 to 22 inches across. The wreaths will fit perfect on your front door or on the door of your friends or children. This is a perfect present for your children or friends who have moved out of New England and have forgotten the fragrance of Maine. So go to paulparent.com to view and order the wreaths or the centerpieces. Or you can call 207-985-6972. My son Patrick is a Massachusetts nurseryman, and Jason is a Maine master floral designer who is ranked number 2 in the state of Maine for design. Quality is our goal. See it all at www.paulparent.com or call 207-985-6972. That's paulparent.com.
If you planted new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with WiltStop this winter. WiltStop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide WiltStop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide WiltStop.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like the light on a timer, but fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and Merry Christmas to all of you joining us this morning. Don't be shy. Give us a call, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Avis from Maine with a question about roses.
Avis, welcome, and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Well, Merry Christmas to you, Paul, and your family. I appreciate you taking my call. A lady had called in a while ago about a rose and how hardy it was. And
yes.
He said, but I missed the name of it and the care for it, whether it's
okay.
An outside or, but what I'm going to do, Paul, is I'm going to hang up for now and get your answer from the radio so I can write this information down.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Thank you. And you have a great Christmas, and I'll tell
you
all about it. The name of the rose is called floral carpet, and it's a plant that was developed in Australia, went to Europe, was tested there, went into trial gardens all around the world, in Canada, in the United States, and it's a shrub rose, and it produces clusters of 2 to 2.5 inch roses. So you're not going to, it's not a tea rose, which is a single stem with a big flower on the end. It's a multitude of branches with clusters, 8, 10, 12 flowers or more per branch. And they come in, I think, 7 different colors. But the thing that's unique about this plant is the hardiness. It is a plant grown on its own roots. It's not grafted, so it makes it hardier. It's a plant that, in the spring, you're going to cut it back to about a foot. And it will grow 3 feet in that coming year and blossom nonstop. As a branch goes by, you cut it back, it will produce side shoots, and a whole new branch will develop filled with flowers. And it starts early, and it will go until frost. It is also less likely, and I mean a lot less likely, to have a problem with powdery mildew. In a lot of roses, if we have hot, humid, muggy heat during the summer, or we have periods of wet weather, we get black spots and powdery mildew and everything else on them. This is a plant that is a lot hardy, and diseases are minimal. They're hardy into, central Maine, central New Hampshire, Vermont, upper state New York into Minnesota. It's sold by garden centers. It's also sold by some of the box stores, but it's called a floral carpet rose, and the name of the company that developed it is called Kessler Plants. And if you go to my website, paulparent.com, click on sponsors, look for Kessler, and click on it, and you can see and get all the information that you need. And again, this is a great rose. It's like the old-fashioned rose. When your parents and your grandparents, they didn't have all of the teas and the floribundas and the grandifloras that we have today. They had a lot of shrubbery-type roses. And they were a lot carefree. They needed a minimum of pruning and maintenance and a lot less spraying, less insect damage. This is a good rose. And you check with your local garden center. They can get it for you. That's not a problem. And again, I think there's 7 different colors, and they are wonderful. I grew 2 in an 18-inch plastic pot. They stay beautiful on my deck all summer long. And right now, after we've had a good cold frost, they've gone dormant. I put them in my tool shed for the winter, where they're out of the weather. I keep it moist. It stays dormant. In March, I bring it out, and it is beautiful. Floral carpet.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.